Guess what happened?
What?
I got a standing ovation. First one ever.
Yay!
Nice! I'm somebody now. Mm-hmm. Is everything better? Is it all fixed? Yeah, it was at the weird benefit that I didn't want to go do because I knew that I would be super exhausted. They were, of course, lovely people. Kristen Lighty opened for me. She's been a comic of the week, and we're hearing you tapping.
Yeah, we can hear your intense typing.
I was curious where that was going. I'm going to hit my microphone.
Yes. So it is. Yeah. So, she did great. There was also a costume party, the costume that I thought should have won. Cause the one that won was there was a group, the group ones were better just cause it's silly when 5 or 10 people dress up as a thing. Mm-hmm. And there was, 8 people dressed as tampons. So they won. With the boxes.
They
and
were a box of tampons?
2 boxes, yes.
2?
Mm, 8. Four in each
so
box.
Thick they're coming 4 to a box now? Okay.
Well, in Wisconsin.
You guys, you have the heavy periods up there. They start to.
We got heavy flow. There's heavy flow. And and then, but there the one that I really liked was 7 Mrs. Ropers and 1 Mr. Roper.
Cute.
And that one looked really great. Hey, did you see the one of the comments on I think it was on the Patreon that you just seem so much more relaxed since you got a writing job? Did you see that?
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, Jackie.
You're going to be. Yeah, exactly. No, I thought it was very sweet, though. Yeah. Oh, and one of our fans, I'm not going to read his name or anything, but thank you very much. I'm the only one that has an address that anybody can find. So I got a card in the mail, the U.S. mail, with 3 $100 bills in it, one for each
thank
of us.
You.
Oh, my goodness. That was
thank
so nice.
You. It was so nice.
Thank you, sir.
And then we went. So... The gig itself was in the Hilton that I was staying at, and the Hilton had all of these different rooms and 5 different elevators. So I got there at like midnight the night before the gig, and I got into the wrong elevator. I was so tired, and I ended up, I went to my room. I came back down to get like a soda or something. Mm-hmm. I went back in the wrong elevator. And I ended up in a mall that was closed.
Oh, that's scary.
And I called the front desk from my cell phone and I said, this feels scary, like Twilight Zone, but I'm still in Appleton, right? Mm-hmm. And she was like, you're still in Appleton. And there was some vandalism that I took part in where I took a Sharpie and I wrote the word lobby next to the number 1.
On the elevator.
On the elevator, just because there wasn't even a star and there was no sign in the elevator.
Is this the place to confess to committing a vandalism crime in Wisconsin? I mean, you go back there frequently. You could be, there could be a warrant for your arrest.
Appleton.
It does. It's all, every cop will be looking for you. Okay.
Both cops will be looking for me in Wisconsin. It's this is right. And then somebody wiped it off. So it wasn't that big of a vandalism.
So it wasn't even a Sharpie.
Like, it was a Sharpie, but for some reason it was wipeable.
Well, I guess they cracked the code.
That's it.
Look out, Banksy, they're coming for you.
But the standing ovation I got was for my hour that I'm recording on Saturday. So that's good.
Yay.
I'm hoping that it is well received.
I had a show yesterday afternoon. I did one of those shows at a shelter, right? It was in downtown LA. It was right on the border of Little Tokyo. And it is bad down there. It's like there's tents everywhere. It's just a lot of people living
usually
on the street.
It's usually every other block downtown. Is it? Because you park on one block and the next block is all tents and RVs.
Well,
and people sacked.
this was weird because, so there were homeless women who just came to this place to see the show. So they had all their stuff with them. And then the show ends and we're all walking out and some women are rolling out with shopping, like shopping carts full of everything they own back on the street. I'm like, shouldn't you stay there? I don't know. I just thought it was so weird that to have them come to the show and then go back out on the street. But I don't know. I guess there's a limit to how
much.
Was
it a benefit for a shelter?
I don't know. It wasn't a benefit because the people watching it were homeless. So they didn't have money to donate. It wasn't a benefit. It was just a show for homeless women. But usually in that situation, they're at that facility and, or, you know, women have been abused or whatever. It was just so, and not all of, some of them were staying there, but some of them just went right back out on the street and that I just watched them just roll
away. It just
away.
Felt weird. Yeah, yeah. It just felt weird. Yeah.
And then I go to my car. All show's over for both of us.
Yep.
I don't know. It was quite bizarre to me.
Mm. How is your car? Is your car okay?
Yeah. Why?
Wasn't there something wrong with it last week?
What?
Wasn't there something wrong with it last week? No.
No, I locked my keys in my car.
That's right. It turns out you then had another set of keys and it all worked out. So it hasn't been a week with you with the car. So there you go. Just checking.
Jackie, did you fly a lot today?
Oh my God. I have slept for probably 17 hours in the last 2 days.
Oh, that's not bad.
That's great. No, it's great. I mean, I know you probably think I sound punchy, but...
No, you are punchy. You are punchy.
Well, that's because I... And I probably sound punchy because I'm punchy.
I've checked twice how far I'm like, we're at 7 minutes. Oh my God. I don't have 53 more minutes of this. I don't have it in me.
Well, did you do any other shows?
I did some shows. I did some shows at Flappers this weekend. They were fun. I have, some new stuff I'm working on. You know, I don't know when I'm going to do a special for it's, you know, it'll be a while. It's not my goal right now. So I have these bits that are like, I should just get them out before I'm sick of them, you know, and then I'll put them in a special at some point when I'm all finished. Just living, being alive. I'll do one last special and then die. So I taped them, you know, Cracked does, they're doing sort of a don't tell sort of thing. I guess a lot of comedy companies are, right?
Okay.
Cause they see how much money that these little clips that are really well done make. So, I'm just waiting to see that clip, and make
sure they shot one of those bits.
So they shot a few of them and I have like final approval before it goes out. So I just want to make sure it looks good, etc. But that'll be nice to have something out. But I just, you know, it's going to be a while before I record a special. It's just, you know.
Yeah, you're in a rebuilding year, I think.
I am.
Right?
But I also dumped a lot of stuff with the, you know, whatever. I did an album and then a special like within a year and a half. And so,
right.
Plus everything, my whole life's changing. So it's weird to have like I have a chunk about my son getting ready to go to college, you know, and that's already like feels dated, you know,
because
it is dated.
Right.
So I don't know.
Yep. Yeah. It's interesting as if your life starts outpacing the bits, because, mm-hmm. you know, I have all this mother-in-law stuff and even mentioning the cat, you know, because we had to put the cat down a couple months ago. And
who's going to know? Like your fans are going to know. What are they going to do? Interrupt your special and go, boo, she's lying. They don't care. They want you to have a great set. Okay.
They do. And it's going to be fine. But much like your son going to college stuff, they want to, it's the veracity of me on stage, you know, I just, sometimes I can feel it. That's all.
Right. I mean, I will say with an old person, they can stay old forever in your act. But like, I can't have jokes about my son getting ready to go to college and then him being in college in the same set. I have to, one of them has to be set up as this was the way things were earlier, you know? So that, then the joke kind of, it's like a look back and it's not as funny as if it's in present time.
Right. For some reason, when you talk about things of the past, they have to be so far in the past that they are a past bit, as opposed to, you know, though I do consistently think, and I say to Andy sometimes, are you sad because I'm not playing Minecraft? I do sometimes say that.
That bit will always live.
That bit lives on. That bit's a glorious, it's a glorious joke. I love it so. My friend Jennifer McLean, who I lived with when I first moved to Los Angeles, flew into Appleton the night after the gig. So I had to be, my pickup time was 4 a.m.
Oh my God.
Get to the airport.
Oh, for
God's
sake.
She landed at 9:45. And she was like, do you want to go get late dinner? And late dinner in Appleton, Wisconsin is, of course, bar food.
Right.
On a Wednesday or a Thursday. And I said, yes, because I do, she lives in Pasadena, but I don't get to see her that often. So we went to this dive bar and I accidentally talked to one of the career drunks at the bar, and he was, because then now it's almost midnight, and he starts talking to us back, and she just turned to me and said, this is on you. And I said, this is entirely on me.
Wait, it's midnight, you have a 4 a.m. pickup?
Yeah, by the time I got back to the hotel, it was midnight.
Oh, so, my God.
I know. It was, but get this, at 11 o'clock at night, I had a bratwurst burger.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, welcome to Wisconsin. Oh, and I was like, what is that? Is it just the meat that's in a bratwurst but not been sausaged? And the waitress said, yes. And that was the end of that conversation. So that's what I did there. And then, but we had, it was a very nice thing. Her daughter is also on a school trip, and is exactly the same age as your son, and she is there to visit her neighbor, and her mom is like, I'm so glad you came to visit me, and she's like, no, the neighbor died, I'm here for the funeral. And but the gig went well. They paid me before I went on stage, which is a big thing for me at corporates and benefits and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Just because it takes away all the worry. But then from 4 a.m., I flew from Appleton to Atlanta. And then from Atlanta to Burbank.
I'm sorry, but Delta Airlines hates you. And they shouldn't. They should be grateful for you, but they aren't. They don't appreciate you.
I was wearing my Abolish ICE t-shirt, and the guy next to me in first class, because I got bumped up, was watching Newsmax on his laptop. And so we had a Civil War moment where I leaned at him with my shirt and he turned his screen a little bit towards me. And
see, that's the America I miss, where it's just, it's like passive aggressive shit, and it's not, you know, death threats, right? Yes.
Right. Entirely. And then, we only get like 20 trick-or-treaters post-COVID, because, you know, not a lot of people decorate on this street. Mm-hmm. And I think the stormtrooper thugs scared a lot of people from trick-or-treating.
I do too.
But we had people over and we watched Coco, because someone wanted to watch Coco, and I own the DVD, Lori.
Oh.
Because don't know, You don't think that they're not going to take away streaming. They will, but I have a DVD player. So we watched Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein, and then we watched Coco, and we watched Charlie Brown's Halloween. And it was great.
You think they're going to take away streaming?
I think eventually they will take away. Do you remember when we were kids and Disney would only release certain titles on VHS every year?
Did VHS exist when we were kids? Let's be honest.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Really?
We had the first microwave and the first VHS on the block. The VHS had, the remote had a wire. That's how remote it was. You could get as far as the wire went.
What did it?
And
no, Betamax preceded VHS, right? Did you have a Betamax or VHS?
No, we had VHS. And we never had the Laserdisc. Other people, and the quality of the Laserdisc, I guess, was amazing. Mm. But it never caught on. So
yeah, we never had that stuff.
We didn't have cable, and we had one TV, but and one bathroom. But we did have a VHS player, and then we did have the VHS. I think probably came closer to when we were in high school.
I think so. All right, I have to look this up.
But I did a lot of childcare because I have a lot older siblings, and I was essentially unpaid childcare provider.
Oh wait, 1976.
For my nieces and nephews. Yeah. Okay.
So you had
to
play.
I think we got ours in 78. But
we got ours in 2004. So we're not first adopters at all. We let your people test them. For a couple decades.
I thought your dad was an engineer. You would have thought he would have been a tech guy.
Oh, he was an engineer, Jackie. He wasn't a VCR TV person. He had hard drives all the fuck over the place. He was building them. He was having them tailored to his needs. There was plenty of shit in our house, but it wasn't a VCR.
Right, but sometimes that stuff bleeds into entertainment industry, but it did not in your father's case.
No.
So, did he listen to music?
Yes, Beethoven.
Mm-hmm. Albums, obviously?
He wasn't live. I mean, Beethoven died a couple hundred years ago, so yeah.
And he didn't hire a chamber orchestra to go out in your backyard in Walnut Creek. I was just because one of my dad's cars had an 8-track player.
Oh, okay. Well,
my dad does like all the new techie stuff, but he can't fix anything. Famously, when I was a child, when anything would break, he would say, "I would fix that, but I don't have the right tools." And then my stepmother would say, "Do you want to go to the hardware store and buy the tools?" He said, "I'll call a guy." And then it was over. It either got fixed or it didn't. Most often, it didn't. We didn't have a stove for a year. Darla was out with the grill for a full year in Wisconsin. Yep.
Well, at least Wisconsin has the weather for that, so that's okay. dad, when he was dying, we needed a new water heater. And he took 3 estimates as he was dying. He could not decide. They were all almost exactly the same price. I'm like, Dad, please. Just let this one go.
I like that he insisted on making the decision.
Yeah. Yeah, he wanted a lot of, because he was like older and then more himself or whatever. He wanted a lot more information than these guys were used to providing, you know? You know how old guys will get, right? They don't trust anything. Yeah.
I love it. So I didn't do stand-up. I haven't done stand-up since that gig on Thursday. It is now Sunday. I do not have another gig until Thursday again. And then Saturday, I do my special.
Okay. Let's see. I'm in Denver Friday and Saturday night, you know, and I'm flying up here early on Friday. I do have a little show on Thursday. I hope I get a spot on Tuesday by the time this comes out. I will, you know, but I mean, I would like one more spot, you know. tomorrow on Tuesday. I can't do tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, nope. You and I are going to go see Sarah Millican open, right. Matt Kirshen is opening. We're going to watch like a real stand-up, like real audience members. I'm excited. Is she at the Wiltern? She's at a theater, right?
I believe she is at the Wiltern.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy. And she's a former comic of the week. She's from the UK. Very excited to see like a show, you know?
Yeah, full show. Full show. Yeah. We'll get to see. And it's 7 o'clock start or 8 o'clock start?
I forget. Seven. And then Wednesday, I'm going to go with Julie Sebaugh to see Are We Good? I haven't seen it yet. It's the Marin documentary. I'm in it, so that's why I haven't seen it. That's really why I just have to prepare myself for however I look. You know what I mean?
So, wow. Mm-hmm. What did they interview you about? Because did you come up with him or?
He was in San Francisco. He moved to San Francisco when I was there, you know, so I knew him. I've known him for a very long time. And then I guess because I have spoken about comedy and grief, and he did a lot of material about losing Lynn, his girlfriend. So maybe there was some tie in there. But
My computer is telling me that it's not charging, so I have to plug it in real quick. Two shakes.
Okay, I'm going to go get my dog.
Now everybody knows that The Greatest Generation has always been Max Fun's go-to podcast for old Star Trek recaps. But what my theory presupposes is, what if it isn't? In a shocking turn of events, Greatest Trek, the comedy podcast covering new Trek, has gone through a temporal wormhole back to the very beginning.
Because we are now reviewing Star Trek The Original Series. That means when you subscribe now, you'll get episode-by-episode recaps of all the 1960s-style action and intrigue, along with all the jokes and fun that make Greatest Gen and Greatest Trek the number one Star Trek podcast out there. Subscribe now to Greatest Trek on MaximumFun.org.
When I found out I was pregnant, I didn't know what to do until I heard about abortion pills by mail, a medically safe way to end a pregnancy. Learn more at PlanCPills.org. That's PlanCPills.org.
That was the perfect time to take a break.
I love it.
Yeah, my dog, I had to lock the doors, keep her inside. She doesn't start barking at things. I also have rats again.
You have rats?
It's from the bird seed.
Oh, right.
But
right,
I refuse to stop feeding the birds.
Well,
so it's a problem.
I guess you get rats.
Well, you know.
We have a lot of feral cats. So we have one.
Could you bring one of them over here, please?
I would love to bring 100 over there because there's so many. Andy has started putting rose bush, like the thorns, because the cats are using every surface as a litter
post?
Box.
Oh, litter box. Okay.
And there is one family of skunks. So we have three pumpkins in our front yard that nobody has destroyed and the skunks have not eaten. We have some squirrels, not a lot, but they're still there. They've been out there for like 3 days. So nobody, it's been pretty great. I'm in charge of cleaning the pumpkins. Andy and a couple of friends are in charge of carving the pumpkins. I not an artistic bent when it comes to pumpkin carving. I never did as a child, but I do know how to clean a pumpkin because I like pumpkin seeds. So.
Well, Jackie, that answers a lot of questions I didn't know I had about you and pumpkins. So I can check that off my list at long last. The other thing is I love the squirrels. That's why I don't want to put out stuff that's going to harm rodents because it'll hurt the squirrels too. I love the squirrels. We have squirrels.
You got good looking squirrels?
So, there's two of them that chase each other all over the place. I love it.
Does Charmy love it as well?
Well, that's a different story. She gets very agitated.
I went and saw a band last night. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oingo Boingo.
Oingo Boingo.
Which I had never heard of.
Laura, Brian, Laura's husband, plays an Oingo Boingo. You never heard of Oingo Boingo? They were part of our childhood, much like the VCR.
Only if you're from California.
No, I'm in my zone for this, Jackie. That's not true. This is the band Danny Elfman, the famous composer, came from.
Yes.
He became a composer because Tim Burton was a fan of Oingo Boingo.
I know. I know a lot of things now. But 20 odd years ago when I moved here, I had never heard of Oingo Boingo or Sublime or any of the great Southern California.
But you don't hang out with Sublime people. You hang out almost exclusively with Oingo Boingo people.
you would think that I would have met someone.
Until they invented Jonathan Colton.
You are right, but you, the mistress of Oingo Boingo, substitutes for me in this podcast sometimes.
That's right. Then it becomes the Jackie and Laura show. She asked if we wanted to go to the, you know, where they were playing, the Canyon Club. They used to play, I guess, every Halloween, and they
do
now.
Drop me a
line
house.
Which one?
I said, drop me a line house. I'd go.
Oh, you'd go. Oh, my gosh. Murray. Valeriano was there.
Ooh.
Valeriano was there, as was Mike Schmidt. And Laura House, we all carpooled. And then Andy was like, so do you want to get seats with chairs or standing room? And I said, what are you, out of your mind? We're buying chairs.
Standing?
I wouldn't stand if Jesus was getting up in front of me, and I have got some Jesus. Chairs. So, yeah. So we get there. It's supposedly, if you go at 7 and have chairs, you have to order dinner. But we had a play test and games all day. So we got there around 8-ish. And we sat in our chairs, which were not at the table. Thank you very much. But the baseball game was on.
Oh, right.
The seventh game of the World Series.
Yeah.
And everyone who went to see Oingo Boingo on a Saturday night didn't care about the baseball game. That's not why they were. That's why they were out. And so we were all watching. But so I got to inadvertently see. I mean, I don't like baseball. I like baseball hats. I have a Dodger hat in Japanese. It's fun. It's a fun Dodger hat. And then, we got to see some amazing catching and hitting and throwing is what I'm saying. Because that's what I understand. That's what baseball is.
Yes, I believe so.
Throwing the ball, catching the ball, hitting the ball.
At Flappers, now I was on the 9:30 show, the game had ended, but apparently during the early show, people were just openly watching the game on their phones during the show. No one was trying to hide it. It wasn't secret. It wasn't in their lap where they're doing that weird kind of look. It was like out on the table, cheering.
Yeah. Hilarious. There was, the second out where they Bad News Bear crashed into each other, and then one of them caught the ball. We got to see that, and then it was in between the opening band and Oingo Boingo was setting up. So they brought the screen down, they put it on the big screen, and then during the band, they had the game up, and then all of a sudden, somebody said, knock it off. Take the game off of the screens.
Yeah.
And so the band was then on the screens. And we saw everything up to, we saw the two outs of, because the Dodgers had scored, the Blue Jays were up, two outs, they turn all of it off in the 11th inning because it's time to watch Oingo Boingo.
Right.
And
how did the crowd
react? Cared. Nobody cared.
Okay, that's good.
Second song into Oingo Boingo, the guy who's doing the Elfman part says, we won. The Dodgers won.
Wasn't Danny Elfman?
Oh, no. No. Elfman did the Tim Burton thing at the Hollywood Dome. He's not playing the Canyon Club anymore.
I thought it would be bigger with Danny Elfman. So he doesn't play with Oingo Boingo anymore? They have like a sub?
Not.
Okay.
No,
and it's called something like What's Left of Oingo Boingo. which I loved, by the way. It was really great. And I had not heard any of the songs, even Dead Man Dance or whatever. Wow.
You've heard Dead Man Science before.
You would. I saw the movie, did not like it. So, because it wasn't made for me, Kyle. Yes. It turns out it was made for you,
but
someone 10 years older than you. So, but it was, so I heard the words Weird Science and I was like, well, this does sound familiar. Was this from the movie? And, but it was super fun. And they were really good and I had a lovely time.
Yeah, great musicians. That's got to be fun to see.
Yeah, and I love a horn section with the power of the sun. So
sure.
That was a delight. Yeah, so, but I haven't got to do any stand-up. I would like to do some stand-up before I go. I'm not going to be able to.
Yeah.
I have one 20-minute set Vancouver, BC, opening for Maria on Thursday.
Fuck this town.
Oh, no, if I stayed here, I could have sets. You could have sets.
It's so hard to get sets. Everything is collapsing.
I don't have a bunch of people who have sets. This is weird to me that you can't get sets. But
yeah, me too.
But I think do you work late? No.
No, Jackie, this is not a problem you can solve right now. And it's irritating me that
and
you're
guess
trying
what?
To.
Okay? Don't even do, right. And Please. It's not my problem. So yeah. Let it go. Let
yeah.
Let it go, Jackie.
God, when's this one over?
this one's hanging on. It's hanging on, I'm telling you.
Long.
It's right. I think we're only half an hour in. So
less than that.
Shush. Don't tell
like,
her.
Like now you're louder. Your vocals are really loud. Like it's not your right? No.
Is it okay? Did it get loud? I don't know. I will say this. I shot Andy calls it a prototype. I call it a pilot. But he's working on a game, mm-hmm. a tabletop role-playing game. Kyle plays in it. And he did a shoot at Geeky Tees. They have a studio in Burbank. And
Geeky Tees has a studio?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, and they're going to start doing stand-up. That's what I was going to talk to you about.
Okay.
Yeah, and they, so we shot, it was essentially, it was, he ran his Hero Instinct game, and our neighbor used to work on Last Comic Standing, that's, and a couple of other reality shows, Talking Head stuff.
Right.
And so he shot it, and he hired the crew. And so what it is it's a 3-hour game, a little over 3-hour game, but going to be edited down to 45 to a 60.
Oh,
because,
neat.
Yeah. And I played the host. I essentially played the part of Noel on The Great British Bake Off. And so I would just sort of zoom in and do color commentary and stuff like that. So that was really fun.
Okay. Can I just say that every single comedian after the first two girls, the women, has bugged the shit out of me. I don't care who it is on that show. Let them bake.
They were
bake.
So good. They were
Let
so
them bake.
Good.
They were. The yes. first two, Sue and the other one?
Yep.
Why were they? Why are they gone? I'm still mad every time I see the new ones.
You're not wrong. I still enjoy the show, but you know what they used to do, according to, and I love this because only comics could really get away with this, is that when any of the bakers would start to get upset and start to tear up, they would stand next to them and start yelling, cunt, fuck, so they couldn't film them crying.
Aw. Aw.
Yeah, it was like they just ruined the person would start laughing.
Now I know why they're gone. Okay, they explained it to me in that little tale.
Well, they also they left when they moved from BBC Two to BBC One or BBC whatever because they didn't want
to
move
to Netflix. Yeah, right.
Yeah, they didn't want to move to the first BBC change. That's when they left.
Oh, they left voluntarily.
Yeah, yeah. They were like, no, stay.
Okay.
And Paul Hollywood was like, no, we're going to get more money over here. And they're like, well, we don't want to. And so they bailed. Yeah.
See, Jackie, when your country provides health insurance, you can do shit like that. Like not take an obvious money minting opportunity. Go, I'm good. I have health insurance. I don't need this shit. Wow.
Do you know they had a TV show where they played like just hit women?
Oh,
they
really?
They were murderers for hire.
Oh,
and
nice.
I only found a couple of episodes on YouTube, but it was pretty fucking funny.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Did they write it?
I don't know. I think so.
That seems to be
I think
the
it
way
was all
there.
Them. It made me
really
laugh.
Cool.
The whole idea made me laugh that they were the ones. It'd be like making me into an action hero. It really, it just made me laugh. So, loved it. And then, there was something else I was going to ask you about. That could have been anything. Son of a bitch. You got any questions for me?
Are you following the Prince Andrew situation?
That's what I was going to ask you about.
Please take this news story out of my head. It's taking over my entire life, and I can't live like this.
So the royal family, somebody's a pedophile, and they decided to make him just a regular guy, no longer a prince, right?
Basically,
they kicked him out. They kicked him out of the royal family. They took him off the payroll. Does that take him off the payroll?
No. So he's the brother of Prince Charles. I can't even say King Charles. It's ridiculous, right? He's his brother, right? He was married to Fergie, the redhead. You know who I'm talking about?
Okay. Yep.
And she's just like as problematic as hell. Just corrupt. She introduced him to Epstein. Like, I don't want to blame her too much because he's obviously a pedophile. And I've listened to so many podcasts, and they, again, the British, the way they describe this stuff, they will not call him a rapist. You know, they'll be like, he had sex. There was sex. It interfered with it. It's every soft or euphemistic way. You know, it's like, no, she was trafficked. So she is a rape victim. And the guy who participated is a rapist. Can you guys get that straight? Like, they won't do it.
Right. Right.
But he was a duke. Right. And a prince.
Yeah.
Right. And so they took away the titles, and they also said you will no longer be known as a prince, which is, I guess, the last time they did that. It was because it was an English prince who was fighting for the Germans in World War I.
Oh, my God.
That's the last time they de-princed somebody. Right. So now he's just known as Mr. like everybody else. He doesn't have any title. No, Your Grace, Your
What's
Highness.
What's his last name?
Mountbatten Windsor. Mountbatten is a family name, and the most famous person who has it was Lord Mountbatten, who was also a pedophile. And the last
Viceroy,
got blown up by the IRA. I've got to read this guy's book, but I've read a few things where, like, he was so problematic also that they think maybe MI5 or MI6 or whatever their CIA number was at the time, the British, were like, we'll let this guy go. Because he had, like, no security around him, right? But anyway, so you could lose that last name if you could. Mountbatten doesn't need to be kicking around UK anymore. But anyway, so that will be his name. And that means he can be, you know, treated like a regular person in terms of being arrested and imprisoned. And he loses all the advantages of
diplomatic immunity.
Basically.
But it's paid furlough, essentially, because he's still getting paid.
He's getting kicked out of his house. He has a 30-room house that the taxpayers fund.
Sure, but does he get the income from that estate? Or do they take that away?
He doesn't own it. No. So he's going to move to, Charles owns a bunch of land he inherited from his mother. And Andrew's going to live in a house on some of that land and get a little bit of money. And I'm sure they're just going to pay him enough to not write a book or something. But it's kind of wild. It's sounds a, like it's a real... even though it's not a big deal here, it's a big deal there, and they seem to be like 2 years ahead of us on when they do something bad, we do it a little bit later. Like they did Brexit and then we did Trump, right? Like,
right.
So if there's accountability finally over there, maybe in about 2 years we'll have it here.
Eventually there will be, I mean, if he lives, this is I think this is something that I've been saying recently, apropos of nothing. Mm-hmm. I just found out that the steel bar that hung the body of Mussolini in Rome is actually a McDonald's now. So life goes on, you guys.
It does indeed. Shoot, I had some other.
Yeah, so there was British drama.
Mm-hmm.
There was there's a lot of things going on. There's it's now November.
Mm-hmm.
And SNAP has not been funded.
Now a couple of judges, I mean, this is coming out on Wednesday, so this might be a resolved thing, but they did sue to have that money loosened or spent that's already been set aside. So that might be happening Monday, tomorrow.
Right.
But yeah.
But we're already 4 weeks into the shutdown, so federal employees haven't received something like, yeah.
And tomorrow will be 3 days into, the beginning of the month where people get their money. So,
right. And I will say the guy running for mayor of New York.
Oh, Zohran Mamdani.
Mm-hmm. Right. They showed some video of him out of context, just saying that the New York were you're just seeing the IDF in action when you see the New York cops.
NYPD. Yes.
Right. And of course, what he was referring to was the fact that the New York Police Department has a deal with the Krav Maga or whatever. Like whoever trains those guys.
Yeah.
And
right.
So they train New York cops. And that's all he was saying.
Yeah.
And and they've made it into some crazy anti-Semitic thing. So,
these last couple days have been awful. Really anti-Muslim, just really bad shit. Cuomo made some really terrible AI video with Zohran. Like, and someone was tweeting, like, this should be illegal. Politicians should not be using AI versions of their competitors in an ad. You know, like, it's ridiculous.
When is
anyone going to step in and stop some of this shit? You know, not our Congress. Mm-hmm. We're fucked. God.
Well, for a while, as per. I will say I posted this pep talk that somebody else posted and I reposted it on Instagram and I got one comment saying, yeah, but it's still so exhausting and tiring. And I literally wanted to just block this woman and go, you don't want the pep talk. You don't have to take the pep talk. Some of us occasionally need a pep talk. I occasionally need a pep talk. And if I see a good one, I'm going to repost it because yay, somebody talked me out of my suicidal ideation. Nobody needs for this not to be, the historical perspective of Heather Cox Richardson can only do so much because she's paddling against the tide.
Right.
And she's like, try to have the long view. This is what was happening specifically that was like this. And you're like, okay, I'll do what I can, you know? But.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was going to ask you. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, your pep talks are for you. So I can't believe anyone would come for a pep talk. Whenever I see someone do something like that, I'm like, you're talking to yourself. You need to hear this. So you're saying this and maybe somebody else needs it too. But it's like, why would you criticize someone who's just
trying to talk myself out of a hole.
Irritating. Yes.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you about Mark Maron's WTF. So were you interviewed by like the people doing the documentary or
yeah.
did
mm-hmm.
or, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And it was just sort of talk about comedy and grief and stuff like that.
It was like a year and a half ago. Remember when I was on my way to a place, this is where I was on my way to and I rear-ended a lady?
Yes.
And then I had to keep going. That was where I was going. So
okay.
I'm stressed and it's day makeup and we'll see. Hopefully I don't look as shitty as I worry I do.
I have no idea how much of Maria's documentary I'm going to be in.
Ooh.
They're sending me a version
mm-hmm.
because they want to see if there's anything in it that I think is glaringly not true or something.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, I can't imagine. Well, I don't know why they would use anything more than just a snippet or two. But I have no idea what, because all I know is that I talked to the guy for hours about Maria Bamford.
Right. Yeah. It's a lot of questions. I was in the Patrice documentary as well. A lot uh-huh. of questions. And then questions like, I could tell I wasn't giving the answer they needed, so they would figure out another way to ask you a question. Like, I think I gave you all I got, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. If that's, ask somebody else if you want a different answer.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know how to fix this. So I can't do my Hanoi joke anymore.
Why?
You know, because of the lies about the war zone that is Los Angeles. On the road, people are like, oh, is it really all like Hanoi and 74? And you're like, no.
Oh,
no,
my
it is
God.
Not. And so it's a bummer because that Hanoi joke was pretty good. It could come back. Probably not, but it was fun while I got to do it. But I'm not putting it on the album.
That's how you have to look at all jokes. It was fun while I got to do it. Mm-hmm. Then times changed.
Yeah. Somebody lied about something. Mm-hmm. Marie and I drove through. Did I tell you this? I think I might have told you about the driving in Oregon.
Yeah, you did.
That it was gorgeous. Anyway, that was pretty cool.
No, that was a great story, and I'm glad you repeated it.
Yeah.
Now, listen, we're both tired and we barely have anything. Let's be honest. And people should tune out at right about now. That's what I'd say. Like, I don't know why you're still listening.
Okay, so you're going to be in Denver.
Yes, I'll be at the Underground in Denver. Yeah.
So tell us your dates.
7th and 8th. This Friday, Saturday in Denver. And then 28th and 29th in Seattle. I will be at the Commonwealth in Cincinnati in January. I will be in Burlington, Vermont, February 14th that weekend at the Vermont Comedy Club. I will be at the Comedyplex December 19th to 20th. I don't know what I'm going to do for New Year's. I haven't decided if I'm going to go to New York and just bang out the spots. Maybe I will.
Right. I think that's what you did last year, right? Or the year before.
I can't remember. It's all blurring together.
It's a blur. So this weekend, doing the album,
mm-hmm.
doing the special. Following weekend, going to South Dakota, Rapid City. Weekend after that, doing a run with Maria, Casper, Boulder, Fort Collins. That's the 2021st, something like that, of mm-hmm. November. The 28th is that's Thanksgiving week. Gonna not be shopping. Gonna try to buy everything that anybody ever wanted at things that are not Amazon, Target, Walmart, Home Depot. You know, there's a list of places that are supposed to be divesting from,
yeah.
including
Starbucks.
CBS and Spotify now. And the first week of December, that weekend, opening for Maria in Indianapolis and at Helium. The weekend after that, I have shows. I'm doing San Jose with Maria on the 11th and supposedly the Ha Ha Cafe on the 12th.
Why do you say supposedly? It's happening.
Well, I have to get home. So from San Jose should be pretty easy. Mm-hmm. Right? Because that's just a puddle jump, right?
Mm-hmm. It's an hour.
Just jumping. It's an hour in the sky, and then I'm home. Week after that, I'm opening for Maria at Burlington, Vermont. I was there in January of this year, and now I'm going back December, I think 18, 19, 20, something like that, opening for her. I'm going to do a show with Nate Craig, a couple of them, Christmas week in Milwaukee and Madison. And then January, I don't think I've got anything in January. Yeah. January is pretty open right now, unless I'm missing something. Go to my website. For Valentine's Day, I'm doing that Grindhouse run again up in the Bay Area.
Oh, that's nice. I had to cancel that.
Oh, I know what I'm doing for New Year's. I'm opening for Greg Proops.
Yes.
Who's recording his new album.
On New Year's?
On New Year's.
Wait,
3031. Yeah.
At the Punchline?
3031 at the Punchline.
Oh, my God. Well, he's got such a good audience. They'll come for him. It's not like it'll be drunk fucks and stuff.
There might be some of it, which means that there might be some good outtakes, right?
Sure.
Right. But I can't wait to, because he's going to lose it. He's just going to, you know, pull no punches because he's Greg Proops.
Yeah.
And he's so good. So I can't wait to open for him, quite honestly.
Oh, yeah. No, that'll be a great show. Hey, yeah, should we do Comic of the Week?
Oh my gosh, we forgot to do Comic of the Week. Yes,
well,
please.
Guess what? I just worked with her. I worked with her at the UCB. I was on Nate Odenkirk's show. It was a really fun little show. And she was on it. Her name is Rachel Kaley. K-A-L-Y. Maybe Callie. But you know what? Rachel, for sure. And very funny. Yes.
There you go.
She talks about having a pedophile father.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. You know what? Comedy has room for every story. It really does. That's what I love about stand-up comedy. You will go to a show and you'll just hear, about lives. I mean, and we turn them into jokes, but a lot of the shit that's part of the setup is absolutely true. And then the joke parts are the funny parts, right? But we're not making this shit up. We're bringing it up because it's unique. No one else has a pedophile dad chunk she's got to worry about.
Right. And she survived it. And she survived it and processed it enough to make it funny.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I wish I could hear that. That sounds amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
I just heard, it was just a couple jokes, but I guess she has a lot more. She has a chunk, like a big chunk of material on it. But I just heard a few jokes, but it was really funny too.
And what's her name and handle?
Rachel Kaley, K-A-L-Y. And she's on Instagram as, right? Rachel Kaley, right? Yeah. Rachel.Kaley. K-A-L-Y.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Give her a follow.
You want to take the second break while we're here?
Okay. Yeah.
Most of the plants humans eat are technically grass.
Most of the asphalt we drive on is almost a liquid.
The formula of WD-40 is San Diego's greatest secret.
Zippers were invented by a Swedish immigrant love story.
On the podcast Secretly Incredibly Fascinating, we explore this type of amazing stuff.
Stuff about ordinary topics like cabbage and batteries and socks.
Topics you'd never expect to be the title of the podcast, Secretly Incredibly Fascinating.
Find us by searching for the word secretly in your podcast app.
And at MaximumFun.org.
That was the second break, you guys. Now, what you should look forward to is the fact that this show's going to go a little short.
Yes. We're looking forward to it. I know that.
I wish I had more stand-up to talk about. You know,
it's
essentially, I did get a text from a friend who's not in the business who wanted to talk to me about this person. And I said, if I can avoid that person, I've been trying to avoid her for the last dozen years. And
I'm looking in the chat. Is it in the studio chat?
It should be. Let's see. Let me try it again. And there it is.
Okay. Right.
Yeah. Like I've been avoiding her since she started.
Okay.
So, okay. It was Banana Land initially, and now she's jumped off a cliff without a parachute because she doesn't believe in parachutes. She's, I think, an anti-vaxxer.
I don't know if that's true. I'm not sure that's true.
Okay. Well, then I'm glad I didn't say her name.
Because there's a couple other cuckoo birds that are anti-vaxxers, so you could just think we're thinking of them.
Right. And you'll just know in your heart that there's somebody who irritates me and has for a decade or more.
And it's not me in this case, ladies and gentlemen.
In this case, it's not Lori Kilmar. though Laura House was talking about it, she was like, wasn't Maria supposed to sub for you guys too? And I said, she did ask about it the second time you did it. And I do want to get Maria in the next time one of us have to take a break.
Yeah.
For some reason. Yeah. So when does your young man come home?
Not for a while. Not till November 30th.
Okay.
I thought this would be one party after the other, because I guess I forgot of my personality and who I am. I really miss him. I need him to come back, and he can never leave me again. I'm sure that's a healthy mother-son relationship, right?
Right. You forgot that when he left, you'd just be you and you. Been there.
No one to offset me. Charmy is not enough. She just kind of looks at me. She can't do what needs to be done, which is make me forget who I am.
Right. And does Charmy like anime?
Sure. Yeah,
sure. Mm-hmm.
She's named after an anime character. She's named after a magic knight from Black Clover. So she should like anime.
All right. Well, it's been really great talking to you, Lori. I gotta go. It doesn't mean I don't like you. It doesn't mean I don't love all of you. But it's been great. I need to sleep for another 17 hours and think about all the jokes I'm going to try to do on Saturday night.
Okay. Good luck, Jackie.
Thank you.
Maximum Fun.
A worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows
supported
directly
by you.